Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The second day of joint practices with the Steelers wasn't quite as intense as it was on Wednesday, but Buffalo's passing game took another big step forward on Thursday, and E.J. Manuel was the centerpiece.
I told E.J., man, to be honest, I told him my exact words, it's the best I ever seen. I don't think he incompleted a pass today. Everything was on time. We got everything we wanted. It was like perfect. Coming on our breaks, ball right there. Just the best I've seen him. And if he keep getting like this, it's going to be something to play with.
E.J. Manuel had another sharp day Thursday as he was decisive with his throws. He connected on 13 of his first 16 pass attempts during 11-on-11. And though there weren't any big plays downfield, Manuel effectively spread the ball around to a handful of targets, working the short and intermediate areas.
I thought it was consistent. That's something I want to continue to build on. Don't let it be a one or two or three-day streak. Make it an everyday thing, and it's a process. You know, I'm still going to continue to buy into the process, continue to listen to Coach Downing. He's helping us out tremendously as a quarterback group together. So, you know, I'm very excited about the steps that we're taking. You know, I think we're all right on time, you know, where we want to be as an offense and continue to develop within this preseason.
Manuel's most frequent target was Sammy Watkins, who pulled in 6 passes on Thursday on 7 targets. Despite all of Watkins' elite physical assets, it's the receiver's work ethic that has impressed head coach Doug Marrone the most.
I would say yes. And up until this point, he's been as good as advertised. I think the thing that has been most, that I've been at least the most impressed with is the way he handles himself and his maturity. He handles himself like a player that's been in this league a long time, but at the same time, he understands that he has to earn the respect and understands what it means to be in the NFL, to represent not only the NFL, the emblem, but also, obviously, being a Buffalo Bill. So I've been very impressed with the way he handles himself and his practice habits, and he's done an outstanding job for us.
All in all, the pair of practices with the Steelers were considered valuable work for both sides, and it's something Bills president and CEO Russ Brandon hopes they can continue in the years to come.
It's Coach Marrone's decision, obviously, but we certainly, it's something that we want to do. We're looking forward to bringing the Steelers up to St. John Fisher and to the Rochester community next year, and hopefully this is something that is part of our arsenal in the future moving forward.
The Bills have the day off Friday before they meet up again with the Steelers at Heinz Field on Saturday night for their preseason contest. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. At St. Vincent College in Latrobe, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.